This meeting's called to order. I'd like to acknowledge that we are conducting business this evening on traditional land. Please join me in saluting the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mayor Cremata.
Here.
Hansen.
Present.
Burnham.
Here.
Hilton.
Present via Zoom.
Potter.
Present via Zoom.
We have Bass and Henry absent. Four members present. Quorum is established.
Thank you, Kathy. Approval of minutes.
I move we approve the minutes for November 17th, 2022.
Second by Potter.
Motion by Hansen, second by Potter to approve the November 17th minutes. Discussion? Roll call.
Burnham.
Yes.
Potter.
Yes.
Hansen.
Yes.
Hilton.
Yes.
Four yeses, motion passes.
Approval of agenda.
I move we amend the agenda, approve and amend the agenda by striking 7B and 8G.
Second by second. Potter.
Motion by Hansen, second by Potter to approve an amended agenda by eliminating 7B and 8G. Discussion? Orion?
The treasurer asked us to remove 8G, and the manager asked us to remove 7B because it's not ready.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Hansen.
Yes.
Hilton.
Yes.
Burnham.
Yes.
Potter.
Yes.
Four yeses, motion passes.
Reports of officials and committees, item A, mayor's report, it's in the packet. Assembly committee reports, finance.
Thank you, Your Honor. There's a check run dated January 5th, 2023 in the amount of $2,012,240.94. I move we approve the check run.
Second.
Motion by Burnham, second by Hansen to approve the check run. Discussion? Orion?
There's almost 700,000 that's to Transpac for marine equipment for the dock. And there's over 300,000 in capital project payments.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Potter.
Yes.
Burnham.
Yes.
Hilton.
Yes.
Hansen.
Yes.
Four yeses, motion passes.
Finance has not met since our last assembly meeting. So that is all.
Thank you, Jay. Public Works.
Nothing at this time, Your Honor.
Parks and Recreation.
Nothing at this time, Your Honor.
Civic Affairs.
Nothing at this time, Your Honor.
The chairs for Public Safety and Health Education and Welfare are not present. Did anybody have a report who is also on those committees? Hearing none. Reports from boards, commissions, and Solid Waste Advisory Committee. I don't see any on our agenda. Is anybody here present this evening in Assembly Chambers here to provide a report? Seeing none, manager's report.
You have a long and thorough report from Deputy Manager Deitch, so I will leave that for you to read and digest.
I started reading it 3 days ago. I'm still not done.
She is incredible.
Very thorough report. Communications to the Assembly, item A, correspondence.
Your Honor, there were two pieces of correspondence. The first from Lisa Mandeville regarding Dahl Memorial Clinic board nominations. And the second was from Becky McGill regarding sales tax increase.
Thank you. Here are citizens present. Remember, if you're coming up to speak this evening, state your name clearly for the record. And if you are representing a group or organization, state the name of that group or organization and how you came to reach the opinions you're presenting here this evening. There's not a lot of people here. Might go quick. Charity, anything? John?
Good evening. My name's John Tronrud. I am a member of the Port Commission the last time we met anyway. I'm aware of back in before the election. And I have not seen or been privy to a whole lot what's going on lately. So I thought it would come tonight. The one thing I see in here that is probably going to still be discussed tonight is under new business, item E, the approval of the Upland Civil Design and Seawalk proposal. I was just barely made aware of this yesterday when I looked through the packet. And I see that we're looking at going to do a boardwalk for passenger service for people up to get uptown. I just don't see, unless this is going to be a temporary boardwalk, it's going to be a maintenance nightmare. And that's all I really have for tonight. We'll have a meeting, port meeting next week, I hope. And thank you for your report. I get see a lot of information I was wondering about in it. So that helps a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
And I think the maintenance for boardwalk on the waterfront's not a good idea.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Eliza? James? Gentlemen? Chief? Mike? Melinda? All right. Thanks, everybody. Specifically, John. Ordinances, resolutions, and proclamations. Item A, public hearing, second reading, and adoption of ordinance number 22-11, amending SMC chapter 15.10, building numbering system to provide for the assignment of physical addresses in the Dyer Road and Klondike area highways. Orion?
Move for public hearing and second reading of ordinance 22-11.
Second by Hilton.
Motion by Hansen, second by Hilton, to adopt ordinance number 22-11. Would anyone from the public like to speak on the issue of the assignment of physical addresses on Dye Road? Seeing none, discussion.
Seems logical. I don't totally comprehend how you discern every address in Dye if it's not on the road, but this is a better start than the way we've done it in the past, so I approve it.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Burnham.
Yes.
Hansen.
Yes.
Hilton.
Yes.
Potter.
Yes.
Four yeses, motion passes.
New business, item A, confirmation of appointments to boards, commissions, and committees. I have two this week. We have Mr. Dave Monsamayas, who's here with us this evening in Assembly Chambers on Ports and Harbors Advisory Board, and recommending J.C. Kern for Planning and Zoning Commission, replacing Matt Deitch, who's done phenomenal work for many, many years that we highly appreciate. Entertain a motion. Orion?
I move we approve Dave Matsubayas to Ports and Harbors and J.C. Kern to Planning and Zoning.
Second by Potter.
Motion by Hansen, second by Potter to approve the list of mayor appointments as listed in the packet. Discussion?
This is Deb. I think they're
Go ahead, Deb.
I think they're both great additions to both of those committees. And I'm excited to see their names.
Agreed. Roll call.
Hilton.
Yes.
Potter.
Yes.
Hansen.
Yes.
Burnham.
Yes.
Four yeses, motion passes.
Item B, confirmation of appointments to the Dahl Memorial Clinic Board of Directors. There are two this week. If you look at the sheet, I do take time to have a face-to-face interview with anybody who is recommended to me or fills out a form expressing interest in these roles. I think they're extremely important, and they deserve some onboarding to understand the responsibilities and also the liabilities of taking on a role on the clinic board. So I do have recommendations this week for Michelle DeKennedy and also for Sierra Moran, which is actually a recommendation from the Skagway Traditional Council. One of those nine seats always goes to Skagway Traditional Council. And then just as a side note before the motion, you'll see two other names on these list of nominations, Ethan Jansen and Joel Jorgensen. Joel's here with us this evening in Assembly Chambers. I have spoken to him and interviewed him already. I also had an interview with Ethan last week, and I do expect, barring some change of heart from either of them, that they will be on a list for next week, or sorry, the next cycle meeting on the 19th. And I'll say this right now, all four of them, I think, are going to be exceptional in those roles. I was really excited to have the conversations with them. Orion?
I move we approve Michelle DeKennedy and Sierra Moran O'Daniel to the Dahl Memorial Clinic Board.
Potter seconds.
Motion by Hansen, second by Potter, to confirm the appointments to the Dahl Memorial Clinic Board of Directors. Discussion? Roll call.
Potter.
Yes.
Hansen.
Yes.
Hilton.
Yes.
Burnham.
Yes.
Four yeses, motion passes.
Item C, approval of ORDOC simulation study proposal. Orion?
I move we approve the proposal price for the simulation in the amount of $45,734.
Second by Potter.
Motion by Hansen, second by Potter, to approve the ORDOC simulation study for $45,734 even. Discussion. Orion?
This should hopefully clear up any concerns that pilots had after the last simulation. And it incorporates, I think, really what they were asking for in terms of lengthening the dock going further south. You'll see another cost here later in this agenda that addresses the pilings that we are buying that will be in deeper water. So we're trying to cross all our T's here immediately. And now at this time of year, it's a lot easier to get this simulation scheduled than it is in the middle of the summer, which is why it was not done until the cruise ship season was over. So this should happen here at the end of the month. It's very important. We actually had this meeting probably just for this reason alone.
This is Deb. I have a question. I'm just wondering how much farther south are we going to be? Will this simulation be examining?
Roughly 200 feet.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Hilton.
Yes.
Burnham.
Yes.
Hansen.
Yes.
Potter.
Yes.
Four yeses, motion passes.
Item D, award of ORDOC pile splice and delivery project contract.
Bear with me just a second.
Yeah, no, take your time.
I move we award the ORDOC piling splice contract to Hamilton Construction in the amount of $945,509.
Second by Potter.
Motion by Hansen, second by Potter, to award the dock pile splice and delivery project contract to Hamilton. Also with that additional amount as in the memo to bring the total as Assembly Person Hansen stated, $945,509. Brad?
I just want to make sure it's clear that $80,435 will not go to Hamilton Construction. That will be the delivery to his yard. So it's not, we're not awarding $945,000 to him. It will be $865,074 for Hamilton Construction for the splicing. We'll have to pay Nucor the delivery fee of $80,435 additional to get to his yard. And I had explained this to Orion a little bit earlier, that the bid was specific to Seattle so that all bids could be even, and then the delivery fee would be tacked on to whoever got the low bid to make sure it was truly low. With this added, it is still truly a low bid.
I would clarify, I'm just amend the motion.
Okay.
Just the amount's right, but clarify that of that total 80,000 is going to.
I would like to clarify my motion that the spliced contract goes to Hamilton Construction for $865,074 and $80,435 goes to delivering the pilings to Hamilton's yard in Washington.
Does a second agree?
Yes.
Any objections, say aye. Hearing none, discussion. Roll call.
Potter.
Yes.
Burnham.
Yes.
Hilton.
Yes.
Hansen.
Yes.
Four yeses, motion passes.
Item E, approval of Ore Peninsula Upland Civil Design and Seawalk Proposal.
I move we award the scope to KPFF for the Seawalk proposal in the amount of $205,100.
Second by Potter.
Motion by Hansen, second by Potter to award the or accept the proposal for $205,100. Discussion, Orion.
Manager Ryan, how concrete are these plans if, let's say, Commissioner Tronrod's concerns about a wooden boardwalk and maintenance issues down on the docks? I mean, how flexible is it going forward?
If we decide we don't want that, we can direct them not to design that. It's been what we've talked about because it's easy to cover up the lines. I don't know that it's a long-term solution, but it's a shorter-term solution to cover up the fuel lines and keep pedestrians off of the pavement while we develop the uplands. But yeah, we don't have to go with the boardwalk if we decide we're not happy with it.
So there's, you know, this is a, well, it's, you know, a bid document. It's not set in stone.
It's designed. We direct what we want. So if we decide we want something else, there may be a change in fees for it, but it's still, we decide what we want out of it. So we can say we want sky. I really want a sky bridge, but somebody told me it costs too much. So.
If could we send this to Ports and Harbors and have it reviewed by Ports and Harbors?
For sure.
Okay.
I know someone who's going to be at that meeting next week. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Hansen.
Yes.
Hilton.
Yes.
Potter.
Yes.
Burnham.
Yes.
Four yeses, motion passes.
Item F, approval of Port of Skagway Breakwater Repair Proposal. Orion?
I move we award the Port of Skagway Breakwater Repair Engineering Proposal to KPFF in the amount of $43,400.
Second by Hilton.
Motion by Hansen, second by Hilton. To approve the breakwater repair proposal. Discussion, Manager Ryan, did you want to comment on this at all? There's probably a lot of people in the public that don't know what's happening.
Yeah, here, so yeah, absolutely. So the breakwater, you know, it did. Midsummer, it was moving, you know, and we all, there was a number of people that noticed it. We reached out to an engineering firm. They thought it was a bushing. Then it became apparent that the breakwater was moving a lot more. And so we kept reaching out, kept hearing that it was a bushing. And then the actual wall that is the you know, that provides the break for the waves started to split, and over the Thanksgiving break, a section of it fell in. In the middle of that, we were also trying to source divers to come up and look at it. We couldn't get divers immediately. But we did get them up here with an ROV, and it's become apparent that either the welds or the piles are failing. Several of them have failed pretty dramatically. So we have Alaska Commercial Diving coming up. We got a couple of emergency contracts with them. One is inspection to do a more thorough inspection, scrape some barnacles, hopefully cut a section of the piles out to see why they're failing, whether it's cathodic reasons or just underbuilt. What is the reason? Additionally, we have another contract with them to put some, they're basically, I think of them as, you know, two pieces of pipe split and try to draw it back together to stand it up temporarily. That all hopefully starts January 9th. At the same time, we got KPFF looking at this, you know, they're looking at the design wave, you know, the designs in the past, what was it designed to, and trying to come up with a solution. You know, one of the big things is that wall is supported by piles, but they aren't really the strength of the system. There's the, you know, there's the batter piles and the bearing piles. And one of those looks like it might be failing as well. So we have a lot of concerns. We really, really don't need some south storms right now if we can help it. And we got to kind of shore this thing back up and then come up with a long-term solution for this breakwater. So it's not a happy place right now. And I'm very worried about it. And I hope that we get some at least temporary fixes down there in the next couple of weeks and understand how to fix this in a longer term. It's not going to be a little project, unfortunately.
Any further discussion?
Yes, Your Honor. I had a quick question. This is Jay. On the third page of the KPFF proposal, the spreadsheet, I've seen it happen before with KPFF, and I'm sure there's a reason for it, and it's not that big of a deal, but in the total column, when you go to add them up, and you add 2,146 and 39,638, it doesn't come out as an even number as the subtotal. And so I didn't do the math. I just looked at the last numbers, and that's happened before with them. I was wondering, do they round to the to an even number, or what was their, what's their method?
Bad math?
That's where I'm going with that, but it looks like a spreadsheet, so it would have to be a bad computer, you would think.
Hey, that's $6 will buy a half dozen eggs.
Exactly. It's a floating $4 somewhere, but yeah, it's the little things that make me wonder. If they don't pay attention to the little things, wave barriers fall down. So just wanted to point that out and was kind of wondering about it because it's happened before. And I was just wondering what the explanation was, because I'm sure there is one. I just don't know.
Yeah.
That is all.
Well, maybe we'll shoot him an email there, Jay.
Okay.
You got a sharp eye there, finance chair.
Well, I got to do something to draw this meeting out.
Any further discussion?
This is Deb. I just have a quick question that's not as eagle eye as Assemblymember Burnham. Do we have any kind of timeline or any idea when we could get some results from the possible root causes of the failure?
I think it starts on the 9th, hopefully, if they get here. I know that they're motoring up here, and that date is, I'm sure, a little bit loose, depending on when they get here in their boat. I think there'll be an initial investigation, and I imagine in a week or so we'll get at least the diver's opinion on failure. But I think we then got to cut a chunk of metal out and send it off to a lab, and I don't know what the turnaround time is on that. I do know that we're also going to test – they're also going to test weld to see, you know, can they weld on this or did it get too thin for some reason? So fingers crossed, there's enough metal there to weld it back together.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Burnham.
Yes.
Hansen.
Yes.
Potter.
Yes.
Hilton.
Yes.
Four yeses, motion passes.
All right. Mayor and Assembly discussion items. Deb, would you like to start?
Thank you, Your Honor. I just wanted to kind of note something that was in the deputy manager's report that I'm really excited about, and that's working on the TAP grant to help get an extended ADA path that would possibly go from the Patmore Bridge to access the lower area out at Seven Pastures area. That's been a big vision of mine to get increased accessible trails in our town. So I'm excited to see that moving forward. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Deb. Reba?
Aloha from Hawaii. I'll be here for the next meeting as well, so I plan on calling in. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Reba. Jay?
Thank you, Your Honor. I see in my notes a pool, and it's a frozen one down here in North Dakota. That is all.
Thank you, Jay. Oran?
Thank you, Your Honor. I had intended to be visiting family right now, but due to all the storms happening, I was coming back from Gustavus the day after Christmas, and my 5 a.m. flight out of Juneau was canceled, and I would have been in airports halfway across the lower 48 for 4 or 5 days, and I just got back on the trusty LeConte and came home. So I think it's important, even when we have these, you know, abbreviated 30-minute meetings, that we conduct business. So I'm glad I was here to make a quorum. I think those, you know, sometimes it's just the little things of just conducting business that are timely and critical to keep projects moving, dock development, being responsive to repairs, and just paying your bills. Thank you.
Thank you, Orion. I don't have anything except one thing. If you haven't had a chance to see it, I think it has like 80 billion views, I think. I don't know. I'm not good at counting, but that video with Moe's Mountain Mutt on, it's like on CNN and ADN now. That's pretty cool. So if you haven't seen that, check that out. And with that, the meeting's adjourned.